The Husband Habit by Elisa Valdez Rodriguez, narrated by Eve Bianco.
Papa, potatoes, poultry, prunes, and prism are all very good words for the lips. Charles Dickens, Little Dorrit. Offal Man. April, spring, hope in the air. Vanessa Duran in the air, too. The plane's wheels touch down in darkness of night, and though our heroine is no longer superheroing through the blue-black sky, she has brought the eternal hope of love down out of its chilly heights with her, along with her inexpensive carry-on bag and an expectant box of condoms. Off she goes, a propitious spring to her step, into the cool and sterile quiet of the Philadelphia International Airport. She has come here for a man, but first she must locate a bathroom. Grooming issues are likely to have come up on the tedious, bumpy flight from New Mexico. Interminable, really. Interminable and cramped, with all that noise and all those constant thoughts of the plane falling to the earth, the sort of thoughts creative types are given to entertain in such moments. At any rate, rumpling is inevitable with hours spent crushed in a tiny seat against a cold oval window, with smoothing imperative at this point. Smoothing of fabric, skin, hair, disposition. Perhaps, Vanessa hopes, there will from this trip come a smoothing of her own turbulent love life. Not tall, not short, she walks from the jetway into a corridor that during the day must be under construction, but which now seems to be a mess of drywall and cement bags. Her heart falls a bit. She accepts the metaphor when it presents itself from the universe. Her life having...